Hello and welcome to Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WKY. What's happening at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It's full-time fall is what I'm saying. Let's talk about all kinds of wonderful, delicious apples right here in Central Kentucky. Many of the orchards around Central Kentucky grow dozens and dozens of varieties. Earlier in the year, we might have seen some smaller June apples. The end of the year, we'll see things like Arkansas Blacks. It's really important when you are searching for apples, if you are making applesauce or apple butter, that requires a different kind of apple typically than if you're just wanting to slice something and eat it, or if you're going to be making apple pies. All of those are different. You can find dehydrated apples at the farmer's market as we move through the fall. A traditional Appalachian food is called an apple stack cake in a cast iron skillet with thin layers. In between each layer of the multi-layered cake, you would take reconstituted dehydrated apples, and that would act as sort of a icing or glaze or filling, and you would stack that up several layers tall. Adding some apples into a pork roast or a stew can be really nice. You have the traditional pork chop and applesauce. Go to a farmer's market, you might see something like a Red Delicious apple or Jonathan apple, but you can also find all kinds of different things like wine sap. And the other great thing that Kentucky is really developing, it's hard cider industry. A lot of apples are getting transformed into an alcoholic beverage. So if you want something more dry or sweet or more robust, or if you just want a specific varietal, you can often find those at specialty cideries like the one at the Lexington Farmer's Market. When you go to the farmer's market, there might be some quick questions that the farmer might ask you. How firm do you like your apple? Do you like it to be really crisp, or do you want something that's a little less crisp? Do you want it to be really sweet, tart, tangy, or a mix and balance? Be prepared that they're going to ask you more questions than when you just go to a grocery store and are looking at the different colors of apples, which is the way that they often are sold at major grocery stores. So just have thought through some of that a little bit, and that'll make your day go much smoother.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about apples at the Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us for the Lexington Farmers Market Report. And we'll see you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY. Many of the apples are some variety of red, but do you have the green apples as well? Those tend to be a little more tart.
The green apples, the Granny Smith varieties, if you will, are available. They are typically really good for cooking if you want to make homemade applesauce. But just because an apple may be typically sold green at a grocery store doesn't mean that it's not going to have some coloration or some rouging is what it's called at the farmer's market variety, because different conditions introduce different levels of the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that help change and color the apples. If you see an apple that has the same name as something you've seen in a box store, but it's a slightly different color, it could just be that it's been kept or managed in a different way so that it's not protecting the color and is allowing it to develop more flavors.
What about a unique way to use apples?
Not unique, but let's start with the classic pork chops and applesauce. You make your own stewed apples and put it over a really good pork chop. That's really hard to beat. I think that some people this time of year are thinking, oh, what can I do with some apples that maybe are a little blemished? Or I saw some Asian pears. The way that you can use them is to either flavor a vinegar, apple or pear flavored vinegar, or you can make a kimchi. Get some cabbage. It's like a quick pickle, sort of. Take the sliced apple and then submerge it in some vinegar, and then it will impart some of that sweetness. It will make a really good dressing if you're going to coat a salad. It won't last as long as if you are preserving the fruit in a different way, but it's a good way if you have some slightly blemished things and you just need to slice it up and use it for something. You can use an apple cider vinegar with an apple, and it can give it some really good depth. I would heat the vinegar up, but I don't know, boiling. Some people have a really strong reaction to the boiling of the vinegar, but heat it up and then pour it over the fruit. It's a good way to build up some of those extra flavors. Add it to a dressing, add it to a sauce to get some of that brightness. We do have hard apple cider at the farmer's market, and then this time of year we start to get fresh pressed apple juice and apple ciders. Be on the lookout for those. Whether you want something that's going to be alcoholic or non-alcoholic, you can find it at the farmer's market.